everybody, and welcome to TRH. My name is Anglo, and I'm wearing my mask. With me, I have Nikkei.
How's it going?
I took my mask off now.
Fucking mask off.
You can take your mask off now, because we're inside.
Yep. TikToker masks, where it's just, you know, you got oo-woo written on it.
Oh, yeah. It's got a little anime mouth on it.
Yeah, you got the,
It's got a little tongue sticking out. It's doing the, what is that called? The agi? I don't even, I've never said the word.
Agi?
Yeah, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Are you talking like the pornographic face?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys, like, we know what that is. If you're under the age of, like, 24, you know what it is.
Yep.
I have that. That's my mask. It's the agi face, not adieu.
That word looks like Ahiago.
Ahiago, Asiago bun.
Artisanal Asiago face.
Oh, yeah, that's not, I don't like that face, actually. It's weird.
It's not real, it's uncanny.
Yeah, it's uncanny, but it's just weird. No one does that. It's like,
right, that's,
well, that's what uncanny is, so, I know, but,
yeah.
No, that is true. That's what uncanny means, but it,
I don't think there's a better word to describe it. It's not how people look. It's not the face they make.
That's how weird, like, people's sexuality is. They have to, the girls have to act like anime in order to make guys excited nowadays.
That's a level of of life imitating art we're on.
Or if the girl doesn't do the Ahiago face.
This bitch ain't hot unless she look like an anime.
Yeah.
I ain't hitting it right unless she make the Ahiago perfect.
Okay. Okay, it's spelled A-H-E-G-A-O. Ahiago.
Who the fuck knows, man?
Yeah.
You just know it when you see the word spelled out. Do you have pronunciation guide?
Let's see. I don't believe Urban Dictionary gives you any pronunciation. Let's see. Do they have, like, the meme? Know your meme. Let's see. In the name, ahe comes from the Japanese onomatopoeia of ahe ahe, describing females' flushed breath, moaning, and sex. And her sexual excitement. And gao means face. Oh! Gao. Ahe gao. There we go.
Do we have any things like that where we, like, make a compound word with a onomatopoeia and then a real word?
Hmm, that's interesting to think about. Not that I know of. In a weird way, maybe, like, barbarian kind of. But, because barbaros...
Yeah.
Ba 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 ba.
That's like an onomatopoeia of somebody else talking.
Yeah. And barbarian, the Aryan bar. Is that meaningful? I don't know.
Hmm.
Anyways, how are you doing?
How's your well as I can, man.
Thanksgiving.
I mean,
Easter.
Thanksgiving. I haven't had it yet, man. I've had my Palm Sunday. Happy Palm Sunday to all y'all out there, belatedly.
So basically, the non-hyphenated Americans had their Easter yesterday.
Yes, except the Italian American. Well, the Italian Americans are the exception. They had their hyphenated Easter yesterday.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Oh, Catholics have it on. I don't know because I don't cover my Catholic family. Okay.
It's only a
shocker. I don't come from a Catholic family. Because, like, I've tried to, like, talk about Catholicism, but I can't do it because I know nothing. But I've been to a Catholic church once.
What if we bring back, you know, robot Saddam and made Catholicism? Make him the Pope. Robot Saddam is Pope of Catholicism.
I'm not trying to
the whole Catholic Church.
Necessarily crap on your guys' tradition if you're Catholic, but the last time I went to a Catholic church, it was this Philippine, or the only time actually I've been to a Catholic church, it was like 3 years ago. it was this Filipino priest. He could barely speak English. And it was so bad. I'm sorry, but I could not understand anything. I had to, like, kneel 5 times. I had to, like...
It felt like I was Muslim.
Yeah, seriously.
Kneeling down to face Mecca.
But we did do this, like, Roman salute thing, which I liked.
Oh, yeah?
We were, like, blessing someone.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's...
And I'm like...
one thing that they do.
And I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. And my parents got mad at me because I, like, did my hand a little too straight. They're like, stop.
It's supposed to be more flat, you know, not the, too high of an angle. And,
yeah,
but
my angle's a little too high. I think we couldn't get the cracker or something. There was something we couldn't do that everyone else could do.
You couldn't get the cracker.
What was the thing they do in the
Catholic? It's called communion.
Yeah, or something like that.
You couldn't take the Eucharist.
Yeah. The body of Christ.
That's right.
I mean, I know a little bit about Catholicism, but not really. It seemed very formulaic to me. I'm not used to that. It's not what I'm...
It is very formulaic. It's,
That's what you're into. Okay, cool.
That's,
But that's not the religion I was raised
around. Liturgical, so to speak.
High church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I like
I've been to
stuff.
A Lutheran service. It was a little kind of formal, but not as much as the Catholic. It was pretty cool. It was a very nice church, nice Lutheran church. Everyone was German, but they're all old. That's the sad part.
Yeah, no, it is. Feels bad.
You know what? I did see this like 19-year-old German American girl, and I was like pretty happy. But besides that, everyone was like 60 plus, you know, at the Lutheran church, and it was sad.
Yeah.
And the kids are probably like
YOLO.
Grandkids are like YOLO, and they're on the TikTok. I mean, what is that even?
YOLO, I'm a cholo.
Or they're dating cholos now.
Oh
their
god.
Granddaughters are dating cholos.
It's up to you, white man, to put a stop to this.
Make your daughter go to Lutheran church, please.
Yeah.
I think
make
it was
her
part,
cheat on Pablo.
I think it was a part of the Missouri Synod, too, so it wasn't like one of the weird lesbian Lutheran churches. It was like normal, like actual Lutheranism, like it's supposed to be.
It's such an interesting state to have like your synodical capital located.
Missouri.
You know, it's the Synod of Missouri, you know. Orthodox Church, we got patriarchates in Antioch.
Yeah.
You know, Constantinople, Alexandria, Jerusalem, and then there's Missouri.
There's Missouri.
Lutherans.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know. We have, I think it, these older traditions have a very, a different sort of geographic and...
Oh, yeah, this is the American,
time,
this is the Lutheran
time
church
period
in America.
Orientation where it's just like, you just think of everything related to the church as over there and long ago.
Not here, but for them, it's kind of here.
Yeah, the no, for them, it's just like, hey, I could just, you know, make a road trip.
To the synod.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting to think about, because I wasn't a part of the Catholic Church or the Orthodox Church where, like, the leadership was in a different country or part of the world, you know. So I don't know that feel.
I mean, we still have, like, metropolitan leadership.
Oh, okay.
And
but yeah, but like I mean, like the Pope, like the central organization, it's not in.
Yeah.
It's not in, you know, wherever the heck you live. It's in Vatican City if you're Catholic. It's where was
yeah.
it? Constantinople if you're Greek.
Yeah, I mean.
Because I know that they still have stuff running out of there.
The
Turks
ecumenical
let them do that?
Patriarchate is in Constantinople.
They,
but
the Turks let them do that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. I'm surprised.
It is surprising, but it's been a long-standing tradition. Like, you know, the Ottomans did this as well.
Do they actually live there?
Yes, the patriarch lives at the Fenar in Constantinople.
Is that like the Greek Orthodox White House? For the president.
It's the castle of Orthodoxy. He's the CEO of Orthodoxy, basically. Well, particularly for the Constantinopolitan patriarchate. Everyone has their own patriarchate. You probably have seen the Patriarch of Moscow before.
Yeah, doesn't he have that cross that he could like put down
on his hat? There's that famous video of like when he's going to the car, his entourage adjusts the cross so it doesn't bang against the roof.
Yeah.
it's just a smooth little video. It's quirky.
Yeah, it's actually kind of hard to explain because, like, what do you mean cross on the head, and what do you mean?
Well, he's got like this little cross on top of his hat, and it's on a hinge.
Yeah, there you go.
Bend it over.
Yeah, it's funny. It's
like, huh? I didn't expect that. But you know, functionality.
I also saw this video where like these Orthodox priests were like dunking babies really hardcore into the water.
Yeah, I've seen like Protestants try to like. No pun intended, dunk on Orthodoxy by saying, yeah. Look at this baby torture. And like, they play a speed up version of it too.
Is it like all fast?
Yeah. But if, you know, okay.
I mean,
that one was a little bit aggressive.
I don't know. Even honest. If it's slow, but it's still a little weird.
Does this happen to every kid? Absolutely not.
Maybe it's just some weird Russian sect. I don't know.
Maybe it's just one priest.
Who's nuts.
Who had, you know, one video of one baptism go viral because, you know, he did it a little quickly that day. All right, maybe there's more babies to baptize. Isn't that a good thing? Lots of babies?
Yeah.
I tend to think so. So, you know what? If you watch that whole video, the baby's just like, you know, excited and smiling. Baby's not crying. So,
I mean,
you know
can't
what?
Hear the
I think
cries
that kid,
underneath the water.
I think that kid is going to be okay.
You can't hear the cries underneath the water.
It's not underneath the water. You see him, like,
I forgot.
Put back into his mother's arms, and, you know, he's no, all, I'm like, happy, to. And, like, he's, like, you know, waving his arms because he's excited. And okay, is it aggressive? Yes. Is it harmful? No. Get over it. If that bothers you, then you're coping. You're looking for something to get mad about.
Do you have to? Is this true that you don't have chairs in the Orthodox Church? You just stand the whole time?
It depends on the parish.
Okay. Because like I have kind of bad knees.
The super trad churches have no pews or chairs.
Yeah.
Some will have like a couple chairs for the elderly and the disabled.
You could tell how Protestant my background is. I'm so like not a denomination. I don't even call them pews. I just call them chairs.
Bleachers. You just go to a mega church.
I've unfortunately.
So, like, I've seen your church and it doesn't even have any bleachers. It's like, where's the coffee shop in here?
Yeah, no, I knew so many people. I worked at the local church coffee shop.
I've never been to a church with a coffee shop before.
Gratefully, my family has always been anti-mega church. That's like one of our family positions, I guess. We always like thought they were weird, like the amusement park churches.
Yeah.
It is weird. And they had like I've been to one. It was like an amusement park. I was like at Disney World or something. There were so many buildings.
Like whack-a-mole machines in the back.
Probably. I don't know. They had a
whack-a-demon.
Whack-a-Muslim, because you know that's all they're into.
Yeah.
And yeah, like those weird mega churches. You'll go, people that like have Stars of David along with their cross necklaces, stuff
yeah.
like that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like multi-level. There were like five buildings. You know, I went inside like the children's playroom, and it was like a huge jungle gym indoors, and it was
damn, son.
I was shocked. I don't know, it was crazy. I wasn't used to it.
It's like, this is a freaking play area McDonald's.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah, I don't.
Do they
like
have a McDonald's inside of it, too?
That, I don't know. That'd be kind of cool. Have a Big Mac while you're...
No, it's not cool. The
most American thing is to have a Big Mac from your local church McDonald's while your preacher is preaching about Israel.
No, I don't want this. If this is something that exists, please don't tell me about it.
Israel all your money.
This is an interesting thing. Have you ever been to a synagogue?
No, never.
I have. I've been to a bar mitzvah.
Oh, God.
Someone, like a family friend, was getting bar mitzvahed or whatever it was called. And I've actually been to a synagogue. It's really weird because they were speaking in Hebrew and some guy was, what do they call it, shuckling? Were they like...
Shuckling and jiving?
Yeah. He shuckled so hard that his yarmulke fell off.
Oh, is that when they like, you know, do the...
Yeah, it's like the hip thrusts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pelvic thrusts, like...
It was really odd. Yeah. It's different, for sure.
You can just, like, you know, picture these people. Like, you got Better Off Alone in your head playing.
Yeah. I did have some challah bread.
Oh, go on.
Afterwards.
How much did the challah cost? I know it wasn't free.
Yeah, it actually was. Surprisingly. Oh, wow. I guess the challah cost was nothing. I was like 10 when I went, so I might have just grabbed it without asking. Maybe it did cost money for the goyim.
Hey, you're supposed to pay for that.
I don't know. It was the only time I've ever been to a synagogue. I think it was more like reform, but still, it wasn't.
It's like almost the worst kind, right?
Oh, it is. Yeah, for sure.
It's like the kind that are just like, hey, let's.
There's
actually a picture of me in the synagogue with the person.
There's actually a picture of me, like 12 years old, in the synagogue with the person that got bar mitzvahed.
Oh, no.
And if that ever gets leaked, people like autistes, like Spurgeon, be like,
Anglo-confirmed Jew! Kike Schill, Anglo!
Yeah.
One of his family friends that he barely knew got bar mitzvahed, and
he went and got his dick sucked by a rabbi!
God, ew! So, I've always wondered that. It's like, if that ever goes out on the internet somewhere, people are going to be like... I bet you I feel bad for like Swedish or Scandinavian Americans that have those candles that look like... You know, that look like
oh, no.
That look like the menorah. And I know I've been to like Swedish houses where they have that like in Christmas. I thought it was a menorah at first. I'm like, what is this?
Was that St. Lucia?
It must be. I don't know. But it's like, imagine being a Swedish American or Swedish, and then you have a picture of you in Christmas, and you have that little candle, and then people are like, confirmed, Zionist shill
confirmed,
shill confirmed.
Confirmed shill. I have over 300 confirmed shills.
So, there's something interesting. As you guys know, this is the CoronaCast episode 2.
Yes.
They've been having TV shows and a lot of live things that are usually done with live studio audience are now being done indoors, like in people, like the actors stay at their houses. Like for
more like a live Judeo audience.
Yeah. So in Saturday Night Live, they did it a completely at-home version of Saturday Night Live, where all the respective cast members like went on a Zoom call or something and did Saturday Night Live. And
I
watched Tom Hanks was the surprise guest on.
Hmm.
And he did a little monologue. And there was no laugh track, obviously. So when he would say his jokes, it just made him seem like an asshole.
Because he didn't have any pause?
Well, he had pause, but there was no laugh.
So he paused for silence.
Well, I don't know. I can't remember. Like, just natural pauses. I thought you meant, like, he just... I don't know.
Well, like, normally you let the joke, you know...
I think he kind of did. I think he kind of let the joke sit a bit. But it made him seem like a psycho.
Jeez. Like, yeah, no, that is psychotic.
Without the laugh track, like, a lot of comedy makes people just seem like psychos. It's kind
of
funny.
I remember when that video of Big Bang Theory, no laugh track, came out.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just the most uncomfortable thing ever.
Yeah, it made them seem like they were...
Like time just stopped.
Yeah.
It's like they forgot that they were in the middle of a conversation.
Well, and like the things they say to each other are so mean and actually kind of not funny when there's no laugh track.
Just like, shit, what the hell?
What are you doing? That's pretty mean.
You just feel uncomfortable.
So...
You don't like looking at it.
Nike brought that up because there was also the musicians like doing all these live performances at home.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw one. It was recommended. It was Brian Wilson, I think, from the Beach Boys. Sorry.
The Beatles. Man, imagine that timeline.
And I got to admit, it sucked, but everyone like thought it was amazing. He's like a 75-year-old schizophrenic man, and he's singing on a piano. It doesn't sound good. I'm sorry.
Aww.
And I like avant-garde shit, but this
poor
was,
guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh well.
It wasn't like bad, like horrible. It was just like,
yeah.
He's getting old.
Well, what are you gonna do?
So, what are your thoughts on those?
I mean, I get it because it's like if you're like a professional musician, like what else are you going to do? It's like you play music all the time. And now it's like a thing that other musicians are doing. So it's like you jump on the bandwagon, no pun intended. And you just do the bit and, you know, maybe your fans come out and they like it, but
Gigi Allen live Zoom show shits all over his room.
Everyone's drawing dicks. You know, there's like 40 swastikas drawn on screen.
Well, I guess, should we transition?
Yeah. Why don't you lead us into that?
So, we here at TYH, we suspect that there is a gay op. And
yeah, big surprise, right? It's like... Breaking news. Gay
you
up.
Guys may have
what
heard about this
new?
Like a week or two ago. Some guy was defending his PhD thesis through Zoom for his university. And it was an African-American male. And then some like evil hackers hacked in to the Zoom call and drew penises all over his presentation. And they even wrote the N-word.
And, oh, no.
And... Personally, we think this is bullshit.
Yeah, tell us the topic of his...
This is the proof. This is why we think it's bullshit. Because we obviously don't support these actions. Because that's not... You can't do... Don't do that. Don't go on people's Zoom calls and do that shit. The thing is that the presentation is called... here we go, sorry. Linked Learning. The Black Experience. And that obviously... kind of seems to refer to like online learning and education. That's what I assume linked learning means, right?
I don't really know one way or another.
But it's obvious.
I mean, it's not a bad guess. I think that's...
But that's not even the most important part.
No.
It's
just the fact that it's about Black pedagogy in general.
Yeah, yeah. It's about the Black experience in education, basically. And to me... This is, it's too perfect.
It's very meta. It's like, I'm telling you what, obviously the grievance mongering of like talking about black people, what the black experience is in an educational setting. And then, you know, I'm sure it's going to be all oppression.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. And to me, that seems to be the key that this is fake, because there's so many, like, of these gay ops. Like,
yeah, it just so happens that you're talking about the black experience and then a racism happens to you in the middle of your presentation on the subject.
I'm very incredulous.
Because, like, if it is a troll, I don't know how you find like a more perfect target.
A PhD defense, you know, Zoom call at a random normie tier public university. Well, another reason why I feel this is probably a gay op. Well, obviously, there's also the context of, like, you know, Jesse Smollett and all that kind of stuff. So many gay ops have been happening, and I think there was, like, some kid in school that was supposedly bullied over her, like, nappy hair, but it was completely fabricated.
And she made it up.
It was all fabricated. So, you know, even if this is real, it seems highly implausible. Like, why should we believe when all these gay ops are happening? Another thing is that he also, not long after, created a petition on some petition website. We all know those. Mm-hmm. It's called Organize 4. And it just seems... Let me just read some of it. I'm a black, first-generation college graduate from the south side of Chicago who worked diligently to get to March 26th, the day I would finally get to defend my dissertation and earn my doctorate of education. Due to the social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic, my university transitioned to Zoom video conferencing for these types of presentations. The chair of my committee made the introductions, and I started presenting. I spent the first 10 minutes gliding through my presentation. It was truly a moment I felt ready for. As I ended the historical analysis section on black oppression within the American education system, I noticed a red mark on my computer.
Did you feel ready for that part too?
That, I mean...
I think I can't help but hear it was a day I truly felt ready for. It's like, how ready did you feel, pal?
Like, that's an important sentence. As I ended the historical analysis section on black oppression within the education system, I noticed a red mark on my computer. I mean, this is like, he's literally like saying, oh gosh.
The oppression begins, and it's attacking me right now. Oh no.
For a brief second, I thought someone else was sharing their screen at the same time. But then more red marks appeared. Soon, more marks were made to create the shape of a penis. I stopped my presentation and asked my Zoom facilitator if they could remove the marks. Seconds later, the letters N-I-G-G-E-R were written on the screen, followed by pictures and videos of pornography. Like everyone else, I was shocked. My university's technology personnel and college department members began to scramble. They were trying to figure out what was going on and how to take the cyber attacker out of the Zoom meeting. I mean, maybe we're cynics, but that is so implausible.
Yeah, like the perfect timing, huh? It's like
perfect serendipity for him, because, like, oh, look at impressions happening to me right when I'm talking about it.
Right.
On one of my most remarkable moments of my life, I was called a N-word. My mother, grandmother, sister, spouse, and many others were shown images of pornography. So, basically, he's petitioning for Zoom to, like, say, hey, stop this. But the question is, like, did they password protect this thesis? This defense?
It's a good question, but, you know, presumably no.
Yeah, so... It may not even be the problem of the platform of Zoom itself. It's just the people that organized your dissertation, if this is real, were too dumb to put a password protection on it.
Yeah.
Also, he has some demands for Zoom. Upon entering a Zoom meeting, Zoom should post a message saying that it does not condone discriminatory and other unlawful acts. and that those who display such behavior will be banned from using its services. Number two, and this seems to be another, you know, a fact against his favor. Hire a chief diversity officer to mitigate issues of discrimination and inequity on Zoom's platform. Now, who could that chief diversity officer be?
Me.
Who's the best candidate?
I am.
Oh, yeah. The guy with a PhD in, like, black pedagogy?
And... No. It's me. Don't get it twisted. I'm going to
okay,
do it.
Sorry. Yeah, and the other
I feel like I'm the most qualified to talk about race and discrimination. I can say a lot about it, and I deserve a sinecure at a tech company.
There's also, you know, other demands like ad technology that auto detects bad language, all this other stuff. But that's another thing. Just those things make it seem set up. And if you say,
yeah,
if you say like, "Hey, this seems set up," you're a bad person.
Oh, of course.
You can't even doubt like the validity of this.
We're literally the first people that we've seen to like take a step back and question, like, wait a second, this sounds a bit too perfect.
Yeah.
Like, and the odds that you can just set this up seem very easy.
Yeah, it unless this is like a complete coincidence and so many things lined up perfectly.
Yeah, that you just like this troll is basic, like, if it was just a coincidental troll, it was probably the best coincidence that's ever happened to this guy.
Yeah.
Cuz there couldn't be anything more poetic for your dissertation presentation for it to be like, "See what I'm talking about? This is the shit we deal with on a daily basis. Oh, Lord."
Yeah.
"This experience done speaking for itself." Mm-hmm.
That's right.
"I tell you that my oppression does not leave the confines of the physical realm, but it done need to follow me into the cyberspace."
Yeah, go in Jamaica on us, or no, Nigerian.
In any case, it seems if I use hard Occam razor, I have to fall on the side of fake.
Yep.
The one confounding thing for it is that if it is a gay op, they didn't really have to go that far as like.
Yeah,
show
that's
porn
that's
on
the
screen.
Only thing that makes it seem like it could be a real thing.
Yeah, but who knows, man? These
but
niggas
like
is wily.
He could have really prepared it to like okay,
committed to this role.
Yeah.
There's also I haven't seen any video evidence of
someone says
pornography that he's displayed.
Someone says. "I signed because this is very outrageous. My question is, has anyone considered investigating Zoom itself?"
The company displayed porn.
"How would anyone know beforehand the presenter is black? Surely they are not..." See, but no, it's not what you think. It's not going to be our side. "Surely they are not trolling. And the minute they see a black facilitator, they start with the racist attacks. Do you have to identify your race at login? I doubt it. Someone at Zoom is tipping off these assholes and allowing them to do this.
Oh my god.
I say this is an inside job. Start the investigation within Zoom."
Damn, this nigga on deep conspiracy mode.
Because, like, you're literally
Zoom
saying,
is trying to it makes sabotage it to... its whole company.
Yeah. I mean, come on, like... You're making the facts that you stated in the beginning, you know, about, you know, the questions, rather, that you stated in the beginning about, like, do you have to put your race in, or how they know he was black, you know, all these things are, like, questions that go against believing this gay op, but they still go to this conclusion because they're so, they have that victim mindset, I guess, I don't know. Oh, this is weird. And
yeah, no, it's
got 34,799
petition sign signatures.
I wonder. We have to follow up in this guy in a couple months to see what university he's employed at.
He's like, well, now that was a performance art, a part of my dissertation. Hope you all enjoy it.
Hope y'all feel hook, line, and sinker for that shit. Yeah.
World star.
World star.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just.
It's silly shit, man. I mean.
And hey, listen. If you doubt this, if you doubt the validity, like the facts, if you doubt that this guy is telling the truth, you are a bad person. You are literally, you're like unsaved. It's like you're condemned.
Yeah.
Your soul is condemned. You yourself are bad. Just to have this thought, your whole essence is tainted. Your metaphysical being is like bad. Everything about you, your soul, everything. You're just horrible. Just to think that it could be fake.
Yeah. How could you even?
How could you even question a black person?
You can't. You physically can't. Anyway, I wanted to go on to some listener comments from our last episode.
I think I could edit that in the beginning.
Maybe, or maybe not. It don't matter.
Yeah, none of this matters. Yeah, like they say in TDS, right?
Yeah.
None of this matters.
None of this matters. Anyway.
Right stuff. Though.
We got IQ. And he says, it's always comfy to see your show, guys. It makes my Zoomer heart warm. What do you think of Frederick Copleston's History of Philosophy?
Frederick Copleston's?
Yes.
I can answer that.
He says, it's good stuff. Makes my brain feels bigger. Even if he was a Jesuit.
Yeah, whatever. The Jesuit stuff. Okay. You can think about that whatever you want. But he's a very, very smart guy, Frederick Copleston. And from what I've read, I have a lot of his histories on Western philosophy. And it seemed really good. And I'd recommend it. Nothing wrong with that. Use that.
Nothing wrong with that.
But, you know, obviously, you want to mix that up with maybe some articles on the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy here and there to catch up maybe on some of the more recent scholarship done in those fields, if that's of interest to you. Or if you just want a brief overview, of a philosopher, that's good. Like, I used that for Leibniz when I was too lazy to read all this stuff. I'm like, I'll just read the chapter on Leibniz or the section on Leibniz, and it was really good. And I've heard good things about, you know, from people that have philosophy degrees. Oh, yeah, I like this series. So, yeah, seems pretty good.
And Achtundachtzig Mark just wanted to clarify. Say it again for us.
88.
Very, very good pronunciation. Way better than myself. Okay. Spitting straight Deutsch.
Yeah.
He wants clarification on whether it's Kavinsky or Kaminsky, and that's Kavinsky with a V. Go check him out.
There's a lot of comments.
Pretty good.
It's Kavinsky, I believe, bro.
Yeah.
And Aspiring Anzac says, well, looking back on it, Rise Against had a lot of pause music. The songs about the refugee comes to mind, but at the same time, I didn't care. If Give It All came on while playing Underground 2, I'd still jam to it. Hey, do what you gotta do.
He's just vibing, though.
This is my favorite comment from Vadhash Taska. Man, I love the Cocteau Twins. Their last two albums... on vinyl was not an easy find, I assume. That's what he... Oh, no, getting their last two albums on the vinyl was not a easy thing to do. Anyway, fortunately, they got repressed a couple years ago. I've heard that those repressings actually are very bad.
I wish Rise Against got repressed.
I heard that those repressings were bad. Maybe they're not. Maybe you have them and you can tell me that they're worth buying. What are your favorite songs? That's very hard. I don't really know a lot of the names because they have like weird names. There's one I like. It's called like Ichigo Bo Blow or something like that. Ichigo Blow. Ichigo Blue. I don't know. It's
Bitchy cool. Globo Homo.
And what is it? Lorelei, and I think that one, I like that one. Let's go see what I have my most played if they give me that information. Cocteau Twins, sorry. I don't know. I like just all of it. I even like the more popular songs like the Heaven or Las Vegas or Cherry Colored Funk. All those are pretty good. Good band. Makes me feel so good inside. Anyways, do you want to say the next few?
Well, if you would like to reread the name again.
Of what?
Our German friend here, Mark.
Oh, 88 Mark.
Yes. He says, I like Adolf Hitler with my rice.
Hey, me too.
I do too. That's basically the axis, right? Adolf Hitler with rice.
Yep. Yeah. Kent says...
Our boy, Kent.
What does he say?
Rename coronavirus to doing a Weezer. Spelled like the band name.
Based. Honk Hogan says, yes, thanks for the new content, Nibbas.
You're welcome.
And here we are like 2 weeks later.
Look, we're delivering for free because we love you.
Prince Albert says, holy shit. I was thinking yesterday that TYH was probably dead forever, and here you are.
We are never dead.
I know.
TYH, like MDE, never dies.
And you want to read the next ones?
Yeah. Lapis Ram 14 has two comments. The first one says, Treasure is in my top three albums. TRS Music That's Podcast, when?
That would be really fun. I would like to be on that if you guys would ever do that. I haven't listened to all their albums. I think I listened to that one. I've mostly listened to like the first two, like Garlands, and but I also listened to Heaven or Las Vegas a lot. I think I've listened to Treasure as well. I think Lorelei is on Treasure, is it? Let's see. Yeah. So, nice. And he also says the Smiths is the best band of all time. Maybe.
Good take. I think it's valid.
And he gives a list of the albums from best to worst. ST. Don't know what that one is. Meat is Murder. It's
Smiths, comma the.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've listened to that one. I actually have a lot of them from my dad. Meat is Murder. Like that one as well. Queen is Dead. Love that one as well. Strange Ways, Here We Come. My dad did not have that one. Desert Fox says, really enjoying Nikkei's passion in this one, even if our taste in media is completely different.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed the episode.
And Norm says, now I'm fucking starving.
We do talk about food a lot. It's a very human thing.
We could do the next one.
Normal Style Crew 14 replied to Norm saying, go get a bagel and locked. Spelled like the Scottish lake. Yeah. Go bagel, get a bagel and locked.
Bagel with some holes in it.
Bagel and locked.
Locked. That means salmon in German and Yiddish, apparently.
Oh, God. Jonathan Fash says, the Eternal Shit posters are back. We never left, but we're glad you returned to listen yet again.
And here's a comment for me. I'm pretty sure Greg McDermott says, philosophy sounds fake and gay. And I don't give a crap.
That's a frozen ass take, bruh.
Enjoy your, like, why do you hate philosophy? Because it's, like, not, you know, it doesn't make me... What's your problem with philosophy? I mean, isn't...
He says it's fake and gay, and I'm like, well, maybe you're just reading some shit. Maybe
you're just fake and gay?
Maybe you're reading the fake and gay philosophy, which is out there. It exists. Just read something better. And you don't even have to read. You can just listen to it.
And, like, if you're going to criticize, like, for instance, like, there's so much philosophy just involved in our movement. Like, if you say revolt against the modern world, modernity is, like, a philosophical concept that you have to understand based on the Enlightenment. Like,
yeah, I mean, there's underpinnings, bro.
I mean, dude, come on. Philosophy is deeply tied with all the things we do. And I understand, like, some philosophy people seem a bit up their ass.
I reject that philosophy is the domain of big brains only.
But, dude, philosophy is very, very important.
We need a total purge of midwit philosophy.
Yeah. Nord of the Woods says, why do you gotta besmirch Dark Souls like that? Playing Dark Souls 3, mindlessly listening to your Zoomer ASMR, cranking out a halberd playthrough, and you faggots gotta call me out for trying too hard.
Nah, keep doing it, bro. Let me see that speed run record.
Swipe for your Swipple says, Niki sounds different here than he does on the Banecast. Don't know why.
Maybe because I'm using a terribly shite mic on the Banecast. And it's on that even shittier recording software. That conference call
Zoom
application. That's no,
not, it's not even Zoom. It's something worse.
I think it's called freeconferencecall.com. Yeah.
They couldn't even use Zoom.
No. Be a Zoomer.
Yeah.
Download the app. But that was all the comments we had on our last episode, and we thank you all for listening and commenting to it.
Yeah, is there anything else you wanted to talk about, or?
I wanted to promote a pretty cool video maker Twitter account called Panther Den. If you look up at Panther Den _, I think. This guy makes some very good videos, some very aesthetic content. You can find him on YouTube as well. But big recommend, go follow at Panther Den on Twitter, or at Panther Den _. And yeah.
Also, a podcast that I've been on a few times called EBL is now officially on Radix, actually. So you can see that on there.
Radixal.
Yes. And it's pretty cool. The last thing they went over was they're doing a whole series on Adorno, and they're going over some of his stuff, and I think it's interesting.
I should actually check that out.
Yeah. Very smart guys on the podcast. And this is, you know, I think Craig McDermott really loved this show.
Yeah, man. Check it out, brah.
Yeah, so I've been on a few. I mean, I don't know. A lot of them are really big in the political philosophy. That's not really what I know much about. I'm kind of a dilettante. You know, I'm still learning. So I haven't really done much political philosophy. But
that's the most fun kind, though.
Yeah, I'm starting to appreciate it more now after talking with some of these people.
No, man, that's like the most fun to talk about, I think.
For me, I was just, you know, reading like the Critique of Pure Reason, and I just got up so obsessed with that and trying to understand that I just kind of became single-minded, and I just got sucked into that world.
You got swept up Schitt's Critique.
Yeah, that's right. You know, but once I didn't finish it, but I read most of it. I read some of Kant's moral stuff and his political stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. Anyways.
Right on.
So check that out.
I was on the last third rail.
That's right.
You can go listen to that and hear my appearance there. It's a lot more crowded podcast, so I don't say as much as I do here, but I like talking with the guys nonetheless.
Well, that's good. Well, my name is Anglo. With me, I'm Nike.
Thank you for listening.
I'm going to go eat a cheese sandwich.
I'm going to go sleep, boy.
He's going to go sheet.